Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it was a challenging day to begin with. We knew that going in. It was the reason we made some decisions to kick the ball in the end zone. When we took the lead there, you know, I made a decision to kick it off to him. So, you know, try to gain some momentum, get him pinned back right there, go out there and get a stop, and you can really put the game away. But that turned to me very quickly with the long kickoff return, and that went all downhill. Now, great job our defense going out, getting a big-time three and out, you know, giving us the fighting chance to be able to do some really good things there. But, you know, when you put together the bad decision on the punt return, and you put together the kickoff return, and some of that stuff, that's just always going to be an awful day. And you never really want to ever point the finger at one side of the ball or one,
whatever.
Thing, or one thing. But in this particular game,
sometimes you can.
You just have to be honest. And I felt like,
Point it.
It's all right.
Yep. Point it at them. Them. You guys. You. Y'all screwed up.
That face.
Yes. Go ahead. Point it all day at them, Ra. Damn it. But again, you're a two-finger point?
No, I'm a one-finger. Like to point at people.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't think people like to get pointed at, really, and I don't really like to point at people. Yeah. Occasionally with
the kids.
Misbehaving children.
Yeah.
It's like you and you.
Yes.
Over there.
Yeah.
But, you know, like politicians will point, like, with just the nub of their index finger. Yeah. Like, I did not have.
Yeah. Oh, that
you
is
know,
a nub.
Like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And then some people will like two-finger pointers.
Yeah. I don't know. I never heard of it. But I think that's what he's speaking of the obvious. Your special teams is ass.
Mm-hmm.
And
ass cheeks.
Yeah. And you're going to continue. I wouldn't be surprised if something happens this game.
It probably will.
You know, so if I'm him, let him start at 35.
Here's the frustrating part, because they were doing that all day.
And then what happened?
And then coach says, I made the decision to kick to him. And I wonder why.
Yeah.
I wonder what was the reason at that moment of the game when you've been doing it all day, kicking it into the end zone.
Yes.
When, I mean, I know starting at the 35 is a disadvantage.
Yes.
But it's not as bad as what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand making that choice there.
You make the wrong call at the wrong time. Yep. It comes back and it bites you. Yep. And they did it. And you know, Rod did that in that game, as he just pointed out. But, you know, that game is what it is, man. You got a really, really good football team coming in here Sunday. Seattle is a damn good football team that is well coached. They got a young quarterback. They got a quarterback who's playing really good. They can run the football. Yep. They got an electric wide receiver.
Yep. Great defensive line.
And linebackers that can run and hit. I mean, this is a damn good
football
team.
People have been
saying
it, and I guess I didn't – it's probably true. I think I'm probably still caught up on how good I thought and maybe think the Bills are, that the Seahawks are the best team that they've played. It's probably true.
Yes, it is.
But the Seahawks are really good. They're also really good on the road.
Yes.
They're 5-1 on the road this season.
Like he finally lost his first road game of his career, coaching career.
Yeah, as the coach.
Yes.
McDonald. I get them confused. Their name's confused. First time he lost a road game early, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be a tall task, man.
Are they up for it?
Nope.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I mean, I think
they'll kick off the game at one.
I think they'll play good.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, I think they'll
play. Yeah, let me. Yeah. Yeah. You couch the sarcasm. Yeah,
I think they'll play good.
They will play good because they always play good against good teams.
Yeah, I think they'll play good, and then it'll be a situation where somehow down in the fourth quarter they'll mess it up.
Probably. They'll mess it up. Or maybe they'll win.
Maybe. I would love to see that. Yeah. I would love. I mean, Seattle's due for a loss. And all good teams sometimes have a bad loss. And this will be a bad loss.
That's
loss
true.
To the Falcons.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's their time.
What a nice little run in the schedule, by the way, for the Seahawks. They had that tough one against the Rams, right? Where Darnold threw four picks and they still almost won. Then they got the Titans, which that's always nice. Then they got the Vikings with that guy playing quarterback, who should never start at quarterback
ever
again.
In
the NFL.
You can't come back from that.
And then you got the Falcons.
Yeah,
that's a nice.
Yeah, so they're going to come in and try to take care of business. But yeah, I think the Falcons will play well. But as most Falcons game, it might come down to who makes that mistake.
I agree. They'll play well. Will they play well enough?
Yes.
That's the real question. And unfortunately, this year the answer has most likely been no. Was really looking forward to that Hawks game last night.
Yeah, man.
Like, they've been playing good. They're back at home. They're outcasts. Kind of celebration night. Big boy is in the house.
Dude.
To do that in front of big boy.
Is there any way we could get one of those things?
I don't know, but I'd like to find out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, those are outcasts.
Yeah, because I know our
memorabilia.
People, I know Bo gets us all the Brave stuff. But I know that.
Like, we don't really have a person over there.
We don't have a person over there. We don't have somebody over there. Bo, you know anybody
Bo
over there?
Bo used to work over there. He's probably got people over there.
You got
there.
Some connects that you can get us
I don't
one.
Think I know people like that, though.
No.
Maybe Conti can get one.
It took me like a year to get an Outcast bobblehead from Truist Park.
Right.
So the Outcast, whatever those things are, But we are the flagship of the Hawks. I'm sure we know someone.
You know the guys.
Probably listening.
They know you. They like you.
They do.
They don't know me.
Yeah, they like you.
I know. I didn't say they don't like me.
They like both of us.
They don't know me. They know you because you're more. You know them. You shake hands with them.
I used to be over there.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. Only time I go in that place is when I'm told I have to be there.
Well, it's not like I was over there just loitering.
I know, dude. You know, you're the guy.
Well, I was doing the games. I was working for the broadcast. But yeah, they're very nice people, the Hawks.
Yes, they are. They are
especially
first
if they want to
first
send
class.
Over some of those outcast dolls. All right, anyway, here's how the game ended last night.
As the Clippers will bounce it out with Christie. And the horn sounds, and that's it. T. Lou just gave a big hug to Quinn Snyder. The Hawks playing with nine guys basically tonight and ended up on the short end of this one. They just didn't have enough scoring power with all the guys out that have been out. So your final score here tonight, it was the Clippers 115 and the Hawks 92.
Yeah, man. I mean, Jalen's not playing.
Yeah, late Jalen Johnson scratch is going to be.
Yeah, man. And the Clippers, they still, I mean, James Harden playing really good. Kawhi was back. It looks like it hurts for him to play basketball.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say because he always just looks
miserable. Yeah.
But he looks miserable.
Yeah.
Like, he's just on the bench. Like, there was a couple kind of big moments they had in the second half, and guys are coming back, like, you know, high-fiving and stuff. Not him. He's just kind of over there with a towel around his head. But he played, like, yeah. So, if you get the rare Kawhi plays against you on the road game – and Jalen Johnson.
This is one of the
teams
because this was one.
Well, he never used to play against
the Hawks.
Yeah,
he never played against Atlanta. That's right.
He would never play against the Hawks. John Collins returns home, hustling his ass off.
They wore little ass shorts.
He wears high shorts.
Yeah, they wore little ass shorts.
Final year of that $125 million contract, so he gets to get back. No, not at all. Good for him. Look, the Hawks, like you said, undermanned. And it looked like it.
Yeah, dog. No. But, you're going to have those kind of nights, especially, like you said, when Jalen's not there. I know he got banged up a little bit in the previous game, so maybe it was a precautionary thing.
Yeah, I remember he hurt his calf on Monday night against the Pistons, iced it up, came back and played.
Yeah.
Late scratch. But hopefully he can play tomorrow against the Nuggets.
Yeah, man.
It's another, well, I won't say another good team because the Clippers are awful.
They're awful.
But a good team in town tomorrow.
That guy is coming in town. The Joker.
Yeah.
Is he here?
Is here.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Joker is in town.
You get to go see him if you want. Go check it out.
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, man. Joker.
Friday night, Joker.
Friday night,
in town?
Joker?
That's pretty.
I mean, does Joker bring out the white jeans and pumps?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You have to go find out.
Like, we know the Lakers would bring out. Yeah, the Lakers bring out.
I know.
Bring out
mean.
The white pants and pumps.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the Heat,
like the LeBron.
Yeah,
Heat.
The Knicks will bring out the white pants and pumps. Did Joker bring out, or he bring out the baggy sweats?
don't know. What's a, we're like a fake fur kind of like.
But no, the Joker. No, we say what does Joker bring out?
Well, he's Serbian, right?
Yeah.
What are the Serbian baddies wearing these days?
I'm assuming
Serbian
linen.
Serbian baddies. That's like a, that's
what's
like
that?
Leather.
A leather.
This is like a mail order situation. I probably shouldn't be Googling this. There's a TikTok called Serbian Baddies.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, Serbian Baddies.
If I was on TikTok, I'd probably check that out.
Serbian Baddies.
I didn't know. Didn't know that phrase was going to come up on the show today.
But it should be fun. It should be fun. Joker's he's the NBA's hope to be OKC.
Yep.
Yep. He's though, because there's nobody beating.
Certainly in the Western Conference.
Yeah, there's nobody beating him, man.
I don't know who in the Eastern
But
Conference.
I know we talk about Cavs. You see Giannis go down yesterday. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, news comes out. He's having a discussion with the Bucks about maybe moving on. And then the game that last night, after it happened during the day, he goes down. Non-contact calf injury.
He looked like he's going to recover okay.
I don't know.
From it. You never know.
I don't know, but they're talking.
He looked okay.
Yeah, it seems like he wants to go to New York, but it's saying, I was reading up on Shams, what Shams was saying, is that they might open it up a little bit more. The key day, as Wendy said, was December 15th, because that's when guys who just signed extensions can be traded.
Right.
So he said that's a date to look for.
Right. You can't do anything with those new contracts until December 15th. Yes. I remember the Hawks have had this situation a couple of years ago when – because remember, every year Clint Capella was in trade talks. And it was like you had to wait till December 15th that one year, and then they never traded him.
Right.
That's interesting, though. I mean, it always kind of felt like Giannis was going to get traded at some point once Dame went down and it all kind of went the way it went.
And he's good enough to demand it.
Yeah.
And force it.
Yeah.
And get to go where he wants to go.
And also to kind of do it without any blowback.
Right.
Like, he gave Milwaukee everything Milwaukee could hope for a decade. And now I think he has the right to say, hey, look, you guys are kind of in a different spot. I'm in a different spot, kind of nearing the, I don't know, I don't want to say the end of his prime, but closer to the end than he is to the beginning.
Right.
And teams are going to call. I mean, we kicked around a small scenario yesterday that was, I think, Bill Simmons had put on his podcast.
Bill Simmons had a nice one, though, because he was saying basically, Hawks, you give up Trey, Porzingis, and the unprotected one for Giannis. And then Kuzma, I think.
And Kuzma and Giannis would come back.
Yeah. Right. But then it's like, but he said, only way the Bucks would do it, and you said this also, is that if Jalen Johnson's in that.
Yeah, I'm not making a trade with the Hawks unless Jalen Johnson's involved in it.
Yes.
For a guy like that.
Yes.
And if I'm the Hawks, I don't want to trade Jalen Johnson.
No, I don't want to trade him. But that's Giannis, though.
It is Giannis.
Yeah, that's Giannis.
But I'm trading Trey Young, Jalen Johnson, Kristaps Porzingis, and an unprotected one.
No.
I can't do that.
Yeah. But I'm like, what's the Greek society right, like around here?
I've been to the Greek festival a couple times.
It's cool.
Yeah.
So you think Giannis like here?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
They had
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know.
Who is this guy on TV that looks like Joe Patrick?
Euros and whatnot. That man's name is Josh Pate.
Josh Pate.
Yeah.
Wow, he looks like Joe.
Does look like Joe.
Yes, he does. Damn, Joe.
I kind of like that guy. Who? He's like Josh Pate. He does like a very reasonable college football talk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's not like hot takes, really.
Okay.
He's kind of like...
Joe!
Like solid... You let Joe get on that podcast, the takes start heating up a little bit.
God.
Which, by the way, Joe will be on with us at 120
yes,
today.
Yes, yes. But I'm just curious. He seemed like... Okay, so he's a guy that is a reasonable guy.
Yeah, he's like a reasonable media guy, which I'm surprised he's on ESPN right now. Why would they have him on
as much as they be whining and complaining? Hey, guys, tomorrow the morning shift will be at Publix at Highland Station in Smyrna for a special broadcast. Come pick up your supplies for the weekend football parties and come by and say hello. Because Allie, Mike, and Bo will be broadcasting live from the store.
It'll be in my neck of the woods.
Publix. Fan your freedom. Oh, no, feed your fandom. Feel the hype.
Fan your freedom.
Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift tomorrow, 6 to 9 at Publix and Highland Station in Smyrna.
Fan your freedom's a different broadcast.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back and get into a college football corner. Brandon Adams is going to join us today. We couldn't do it on Tuesday, so we'll talk to him in the noon hour today. But college football conversation coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.